Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, Blog Talk Radio? We are live on the set. Man, that's crazy. You know, we've been going all this time and then coming in and still having technical difficulties. But, you know, no worries, no problems. We are back in full effect. You know what I mean? We're gonna get some people on the line here in a second, so don't you worry. And we're gonna get some music going for you. Of course, this is our first live show here on Philly Shine Radio. So, you know, switching over from X Squad over to Philly Shine, you know what I mean? But we do what we do. So, you know what I mean? We're gonna get a song again. I'm just gonna go with what first thing I see, you know, and that's at Blue City from South Bronx. So,
Coastboy, baby.
Young boy 13, big YG.
When Big Dave had the red top, the 9-3.
At 01, we was robbing niggas in the key.
The South Bronx, beat the guns and Lord the Reef.
Fred the Guard, Big Pun, and OP.
And back then, it was 18 for a key.
So back then, I was 18 with a V.
It's 2000 and something, the Coke Boy era.
Rhinestones and rubies and Coke Boy leather.
French shop popped out and made it all better.
And KRS was teaching me how to make cheddar.
The homie gang shrews and pal pal numbers.
Black face, live small, get your head stepping.
Me and T's creeping through in that black seven.
Boy George got bitches, we done bought legends.
Who more haze than that? What patterns than that? Sound you eat a war and miss you back. West of the forest is Jackson ass. What cypher's that? What mill was that? Capitol Hill, Bronx River, my niggas is back. Off the key all the way to 30.
That's where the Curtis go rap.
That hurt burn tables.
That the Bronx is back, he's back to big labels.
Cause I was in the fever in the 80s.
But now since city before Golden Ladies.
Flexed out the bomb that had the Bronx crazy.
Listen right alert cause the coke boys waiting.
See them girls right there, they hit the parade of them.
City try to fly.
First day, same stadium. It's 2000 and something, the coke boy era.
I know I said it before, but it just sound clever.
I know you niggas be rapping, but I just sound better.
I'm undefeated with hits, just like Mayweather.
Shoes on so cold, you niggas think it's Mayweather.
Boy, I'm making it snow just like I made weather.
I'm from the Bronx, New York, it ain't a state better.
The slick brick and beer bottle with the dope kids.
Who more haze than that? What patterns than that? Sound you eat a war and miss you back. West of Forest and Jackson ass. What cypher's that? What mill was that? Capitol Hill, Bronx River, my niggas is back. Off the key all the way to 30 ass.
Your boy, you know what I mean? Let's talk about some things. We switched over from X Squad Radio to Philly Shine. So this is our first show. You know, trying to get, you know, situated and comfortable with, you know, with the system and see what, you know, what music, you know, is on deck and things of that sort. So, you know what I mean? Let's come holler at you, boy. Let's talk. Let's see what's going on out here. But we're going to keep it form with a lot of this music they get. They have in their system, and, you know, and then next week, you know what I mean? We're going to be in full effect. We're going to be a lot more comfortable with the situation and have some stuff that I bring to the table. You know what I mean? So that's what we do here on Philly Shine Radio. So, excuse me. How about your boy? And we're going to get into another song. Let's see. But, see what we got here. Let me check this one. This is Fame Black, and it's called Dive In. So, you know, here on Philly Shine Radio.
I'm so buzzed, can't be helpful what I does or what I did, unless you talking me up in your ribs. Oh, my bad, guess you don't like it when men call you that rude shit. Let me get politically correct, you're a slut, bitch. Let me dive into your swimming pool, beat stroke in your ring until your well's full and you in Bellevue. I got that crazy dick, take your hand straight, jack it up, possess and exercise my penis till it's swollen, throwing up, going up, blow it up, get me high up out my mind. I'll be down when I dive, yelling till you're whispering, I, you divide, I'll subtract, multiplying from my set, add a couple strokes, turn around, you'll be coming back.
Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it, pool running from her and you dive in it. Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it, pool running from her and you dive in it. Speed up, head game, sit down, stand up, lay down, wake up, later, later. She's looking at me, she's ready to go. She's telling me yes, I'm telling her no. She's saying the blow prevents all the wisdom, and now her system is out of control. Cause she needs someone to hold her, and someone to touch her, and someone to squeeze her, and someone to tell her she is when she isn't, and someone to love her, and someone to need her. But I am a teaser, and see, I just please her until her body clock tells me to stroll. Then I crawl in these sheets to fall asleep, and then I always lay back up on stroll. And it happens a lot. I'd be surprised, but a lot of these guys are acting all jealous because you ain't doing just what I am doing. So please don't worry about it, I tell ya.
Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it, pool running from her and you dive in it. Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it, pool running from her and you dive in it.
Yeah, she let me dive in that no life preserver. Going up and down, I ride the waves like I'm a surfer. I'm about to school her. Matter of fact, I'm a churcher. Cause she be screaming out his name every time I twerk. Man, we're at the house party like follow the drip, follow the drip. My pants come down, she swaddle the dick. Her pants come down, she ride on the dick. I'm making her come like lickety split. A flick of the tongue, no flick of the wrist. I beat it like drum, plus clitoris lick. She closing her eyes, she licking her lips. I can't about in it, I'm making it splash.
Licking a swat.
I'm in the ass.
Just cause you pretty, you trying to make love. I'm like a boxer that's punching a bag. I ain't the best with the shit in the sack. The rest of you all could get kicked
in the sack.
And there's nothing personal, but
personally,
I got a question. Hey.
Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it. Pool running from her and you dive in it. Why you only using about two or three condoms? I'ma show you how to kick it up a notch. First you get a pool running from her and you dive in it. Pool running from her and you dive in it.
Meet up, bang, head game, bang. Sit down, bang, stand up, bang, lay down, bang, wake up, bang, later, later.
That's Fame Black. Dive in with that Kendrick Lamar track, man. And that's how you come into this. A system when they got songs like that about diving in. That's just my type of shit. But boy, you know what I mean? But I'm back and forth, back, and of course I got my lovely co-host on the line with me. Star, what's happening?
What's up, Luck? Missed you.
Man, who you telling? It seems like it's been forever. I'm like, man, so much that went on and things didn't happen, and you know. You probably on the West Coast by now, aren't you?
Nah, I'm still here to the end of the month because of some obligations that I haven't got to tell you about. I started telling you about it probably about 2 months ago, and I hadn't got a chance to tell you. But yeah. Let's just say that I earned a stripe. Let's just say that.
Well, we're going to have to talk, you know, when we got some music playing off of mine, because we got to hear about these stripes, you know. Because you can earn stripes in a couple different ways, so we're going to have to hear about these stripes. So,
yeah, there ain't no good stripes, but, you know, it is what it is, you know, a.k.a. Wonder Woman, you know, I'm built for it all.
Yeah, because, you know, Wonder Woman has stripes in her outfit, too, so, you know.
Little Star said she want to be Wonder Girl for Halloween. I thought that was cute.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what's happening. You know, I think I'm going to be a bum.
Oh, no, love. You stupid.
Yeah, I already got my sign together. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You know, rent $450, Cardinal $350, child support $500. What you got on it?
Hey, I got the $450.
You know what I'm saying? I'm be out there. Everybody gonna be talking about trick or treat. I'm just gonna be standing on the corner with my sign, just like all the other bums.
You stupid! Oh my goodness!
You know,
yeah.
See what I can come up on. Hey, but we got another call on the line too. You know we can't go without announcing him. You know, he's the big boss man. You know, moving nations and making things happen. So
right.
So what up, boss man?
What's up, Lucky?
So, you the man. Look, you making things happen. He done found us a new home over here on Philly Shine Radio. So, you know, shout out to the boss man. You know, he do what he do. And I'm trying to get comfortable over here. You know what I mean? I'm going through the music list. You know, seeing what all they got. I ain't get a chance to add nothing. But we're gonna,
the boss man gets it done.
Oh yeah, and look, I was looking
dancing. He was so happy, he was just happy laughing the whole weekend.
No, he was turned up on 20. You know.
What?
Oh yeah, he was turned up. You had to see it. With your own eyes is like unbelievable.
Let me find out.
And, you know, every time you look up, he got three women on him. So it's like. So I can tell you, you know, get ready for Red October because the big boss man is going to be putting it down. You know, he got a little dance that he do when ain't nobody looking. So.
He ain't got a Diddy bop, do he?
His dance is better than Diddy. Diddy ain't got nothing on him.
You know, he always talk about me, but he really be talking about him.
Well, we already know Luck is off the chain.
No, I ain't got nothing on the boss man. He... You know what I mean? I ain't seen it with my own eyes. He get it in all the way live.
Yeah, y'all seen me in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and this time he was going just off of natural reality. He didn't even have no juice in him. He was just all the way turned up.
Look, I ain't even see him drink nothing.
Shit, this weekend he didn't drink nothing. For the best past weekend, he hadn't drunk nothing. He was just turned up.
I see, I see.
No, we standing around at the car show parking lot pimping, you know, women just rolling down, blowing, pimper, boss man, hey. Jumping out the car, come giving him hugs and stuff.
You crazy.
No, all I could say was, I want to be down. You know, hit my
see,
brandy
oh,
on.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But man, so much has happened though since we was last on the air. So we gotta get caught up. We got a lot to talk about.
Well, I'll be on mute. I'm on my way to Columbus.
Oh, you gotta go pick up another honey.
No, Lone Tone's getting auctioned off.
Oh. You got a male auction going.
Yeah.
They about to close the bank when you get up there.
Right. They about to drop some racks for Looney.
Looney ain't gonna have nothing on the boss man. He get up there. They gonna break out
he
the big check.
I listen to your CD. You Who? Is off the chain. You.
Which CD?
Next to Blow.
Oh.
You off the chain. You like, yeah, everybody talk about they got money, but hey.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm the getaway. No, you know, I know hits when I hear hits, and, you know what I mean, and Looney be talking about these old broke niggas. Because, start, do you want a broke nigga?
I mean, preferably no. I mean, he don't have to be rich though. But no, I don't want one that's broke.
No, we ain't talking about a nigga that's okay. We ain't talking about a rich nigga, but a broke nigga. That's what we're talking about, broke nigga.
Nah, because if he broke, he ain't got no hustle. He ain't got no ambition. And that's what's worse than being broke. But if he broke because of circumstances, that's a difference. But no, I don't.
We talking about the ones with no hustle, no game, no get up, no ambition. They just broke for all
no
reason.
No, can't have that because I already
see?
Got one child.
See, boss man, that's what I said. We don't want them broke niggas.
No.
Please protect me from, you know, I pray the Lord, please protect me from broke niggas. Looney
right.
Killed that song. That should be the single right there. You know, I keep I'm. You know what I mean? I'm polling for it that broke niggas should be the single. But it is what it is. You know, it's shout call. But I'm telling you what it is because that's an anthem. Because I don't want to be brand the broke niggas either. You know what I mean? That shit's contagious.
Right.
Well, I told him that he been thinking about making that song. Look.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one going to get him over. Because that shit's contagious.
He keeps talking about broke niggas. He said that needs to be the single. He done push the button. He the end all of the world. And when he puts the button, everybody push it too.
I'm just saying, because I'm allergic to him, so I know everybody else got to be allergic to him too. So.
Somebody got killed
on the gas, man. Because I used to. That used to be an old saying, you hang with nine broke friends, you're bound to be the tenth one.
I don't know. It must be down there. Not that one. No, I'm saying not that one. I mean, it ain't that one. Must be down there.
But let's get caught up on some of the things that's been going on in the industry that we had a chance to talk about. You know what I mean? Like for instance, like I said for inches, but like for instance, Gucci Mane. You know they just sentenced him to 183 days. I don't don't know what to say, genius or ingenious.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he just got 183 days. So, you know what I mean? He go off on the rant that he went off on, causing all kind of controversy and beef, causing himself to get dropped, which he was trying to do. Everybody keep thinking it was a bad thing, but they don't realize that's what he was trying to do.
Right.
So he didn't owe them that money. You know, he looked at it right me off, because if everybody paid attention to his tweets, excuse me, he kept on saying that he's going to have to show everybody how the game is done. See, I was paying attention to everything he was saying. Everybody thinks that man is dumb. He's not dumb. He's highly intelligent when it comes to this music game. But he kept on saying that he's going to show everybody how it's done, how to get this money. So get dropped from Atlantic. Now you don't owe Atlantic no money. They held the overall contract. So anybody that had obligations to get money off of him, they lost it when Atlantic dropped their contract and dropped him.
Wow.
So now everything that he drops is all his money. And you notice right after they dropped him, he dropped another CD, and it's still sold, I think they said something like 75,000 copies. And he's getting all that money.
What are you talking about, that thing that he had dropped that next day after he was on the Twitter rant?
Yeah. He dropped the CD.
Okay.
It was supposed to have been a free CD.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought they said it was free, so tell me about that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a free. It was a free download CD, but
okay.
They still put out hard copies of it as a mixtape.
Okay.
And shipped into stores, and it sold 75,000 copies.
Wow. People are always gonna like Gucci. I mean, he has fans. You know what I mean? He has fans. I mean, the hood is always gonna love Gucci. So I mean.
Do you know how much money he just made? $750,000, because that's all his money. All his money. No label cutting in. Nobody else getting a piece. That's all him.
And it's really probably like you said $750,000, right?
Mhm.
So, I mean, that's really like times two, because, I mean, if you're an artist and you're getting your mechanical copyrights, which I know that he is, I mean, you're still getting, well, it wouldn't be times two for the CD, but no, that would probably be the digital. But anyways, that's still almost $1 million.
Yeah. You know, and that, to me, that equals some good eating.
Oh, you know, for
$1 million ain't bad off of one CD. You know, and then you go get locked up to get all the heat off of you, because now everybody that you was on that Twitter rant with, causing all that beef with, they can't touch you because you locked up, and now they all just like forget it, and it's all blowing over. So when you get back out, you can go back on tour and get your money.
Wow. And so how many days did you say?
He had 183 days.
183?
Yep.
So what is that, like 5 or 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. And then they said he already slated to have another CD to drop the month before he gets out.
Wow.
Intelligent.
That shit was crazy. Me and Bossman was talking about that when I had seen that. Well, of course, you know, everybody was talking about the Twitter thing. That was got a lot of fame, just from all that stuff he was talking. And then, you know, the next night that the CD dropped online, and me and the Bossman was talking, he said he always do that right before he gonna have a CD come out. And me and Bossman talked about that before, when we didn't even know the CD was coming out. So, of course, I called Bossman. As soon as I found out the CD was coming out, I was like, man, this is crazy, because we just talked about how he always do that before a CD come out, and here go the CD.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's how he do it. And hey, like I say, he makes money.
Yeah, but, like you said, there's a method to the madness.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And with that method of madness, oh, man, they just so happen to have it on here. So, because Boss Man, we was just talking about this, so I'm going to play this song real quick, and then we're going to come back and finish talking some more about this. But this is that Looney Tunes Broke Niggas. We got to get this one in. I just happened to see it. So here it is, Philly Shine Radio. This is Looney Tunes and Broke Niggas right here.
Philly Shine Radio.
I'm praying, dear Lord, protect me from broke niggas, bro. Hang around broke niggas, lose hoe niggas. Laughing at your ass cause you's a joke, nigga. Hang around me cause I'm getting dope, nigga.
Right.
I'm just like,
You know what I mean?
And that's what the fuck is mom.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if you've seen it to where French Montana actually co-signed what Gucci has said.
Wow.
So.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he was there when Gucci gave Dave the money.
Wow. Always good to have a witness.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then the little stuff he was saying about Nicki Minaj.
What you say, look?
You know, the stuff he was saying about Nicki when they was busting it down and Wayne and busted down.
Right.
You know, word has it that he was telling the truth about that, too.
I swear, I mean, just being real, you know, I mean, just personally, I don't never really feed into a lot of gossip. I just never have. But honestly, it seemed like everything that he was saying was true. And mm-hmm. and then like I said, when he was first, you know, when he first basically started saying stuff about her, she just comes back with an insult, talking about Gucci Mane look like an upset stomach. I mean, just saying something childish. And then she goes with the Bill Clinton line, "I have never had sex with that man." You know what I mean? And then she goes, and when she said Gucci Mane looked like an upset stomach, Gucci Mane, obviously, you know, when he know he was going on that rant, so obviously, you know, he was searching his name, seeing who was saying what, because she didn't at him when she said it. She just said Gucci Mane. So he retweeted that when she said that. And then the last thing she said was, "Oh, G just called me." Then she called him G because she saw that he retweeted her. So she just put G, like she was being smart, so he would, you know, he could have seen it if he went to her page, but not by her search. Talking about, "Oh, G just called me. He's in dire need of rehab and such and such." And I just said to myself, I don't believe he called her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he called her and apologized or whatever the hell she said. I don't even believe that. I mean, it's possible, but no. I'm sorry, I don't believe shit she said. Once again, you say you come out with name Nicki Minaj and you say you're not gay, yet all you talk about females sexually more than men. So I mean, I don't believe shit she said. So whatever.
But see, I do remember a video that she did way back in the day before she really got on when she was first doing that song with him the first single that she appeared on a song with him. I can't think of the name of it. Shit.
All right, go.
I'm trying to remember. Go to you, like shit. I might be. Bitch, I might be.
Bitch, I might be. Oh, I didn't know she was up there.
Oh, was it that one? It was one of those songs that she was. It was one of the songs that she first appeared on.
Mhm. What happened?
And she, in that interview, she, you know what I mean? She, success. So
you
I
said in the interview
it,
what?
She said that she would do anything it takes to get to the top.
Right. I mean, and you know. I mean, we talked about this before. We talked about it even on, you know, SYDJ Radio on the model show, you know, talking about that. I mean, many people do that in the industry. They do. And just like I told, I mean, just me personally, if I wanted, I mean, because I don't do it for the fame or the money, which that makes me different, but because I do it for destiny. But, I mean, if I wanted to already be in a higher place by now, I mean, I could have if I would have went that way, but I wasn't going. That was not one of my options. But yeah, some people wanted that bad. Yeah, they're gonna do whatever. But yeah, that was crazy. He talking about he had her in the Motel 8 or something.
And I remember she used to say in Motel 8 in Atlanta. Before
she
got all the way on.
She did stay in a motel in Atlanta before she got all the way home.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You know what I mean? And then I remember it was a show in Atlanta that Gucci was headlined on. It was like his first headline. No, he didn't headline. He was an undercard for I think it was a Big Timers at the time.
Mm.
And she, you know what I mean? And that's when she, you know, she performed on the show. And that's when she hooked up with Cash Money. And you know, it jumped ship. So, you know what I mean? That's saying
wow.
He had to come get her. He had to come get her off of Lil Wayne bus and baby bus. So, whoa.
Wow.
Then, you know,
that's crazy.
You know, she was rolling with Cash Money.
Wow. That's crazy. If Gucci man crazy talking about, she said something like good head, hard ass. I hate fake asses. He's stupid.
Mm-hmm. But, yep.
Yeah, because him and Keisha Kayor was quote-unquote going together, like we had talked about on XYDJ Radio. Boy, after that Twitter bullshit, she took all their pictures together down off Instagram, and both of them did. I haven't really been back on their Instagram since then, so that was crazy.
Yeah, well, you would have took them down too after he went in right there.
Oh yeah. It was just crazy, like seeing it though, because it's like wow, you know, just all the chain reaction was crazy. He had everybody pissed off.
He straight put it out there like, you know me, I ran a trade on her and her best friend. I'm like, damn, and that's for being a woman.
Right, so they had a threesome. Yeah, that's what he said.
So, you know, it's for no remorse for nobody. It was for the point that anybody could get
man.
It.
Right, that nigga went in, okay? He went in. That shit was crazy. That's all I can say. That was some damn entertainment. That was some damn entertainment for your ass.
Oh, yeah. He said anybody could get it. So, and he gave it to him.
Yeah, he even went on my boy, too. So, you know, I wasn't liking that.
What's who? To my Rocco or?
Drake.
Or who?
Drake.
Man, who ain't been going at Drake? And shout out to Drake because he came out and dropped a new album, and the album did remarkable. I was shocked that the album did what it did. But Drake is still
home. I wouldn't shock.
You know.
But like I said, whack ass niggas is gonna always have something to say just because they whack. But but he has said something about talking about Drake wanna be him, which is a damn negative. But anyway,
you know,
don't get me on that.
You know,
because I'm not hearing none of that bullshit.
I will say those are definitely two different lanes between him and Drake.
Definitely,
you know,
he just said that from that freestyle on that Drake got on his Instagram from. It's probably what it, I think it sounded like a freestyle anyway. Cause I had never heard it or whatever, but you know it was a rap, and just like you know, in an interview they had asked Drake, you know, what had he been listening to lately, you know, what kind of music. And he was like, you know, he'd been listening to one of the genres was, you know, a lot of, I think he said, like, a lot of gangster rap, you know. And he said some names that I didn't even know. So to me, that's kind of like where, like, the feel of it came from. So I guess, you know, Gucci took it as that he was trying to be him. But don't nobody want to be no damn Gucci man, especially not no Drake. Because he is his own entity, straight like that.
Yeah, well, you know, he definitely doing his own numbers in his own lane, so.
Oh, he's doing major numbers. Shout out to his record label, OVO. I mean, I'm just, I mean, I'll never be a groupie for any artist, but as an artist and as a fan from a fan of music and being that, you know, most of my people, you know, in my circle, you know, like y'all are a little older than me, but I'm right at the borderline up there with y'all. You know, I grew up listening to the best. You know what I mean? The Biggie and the Tupac, you know, the 90s music. I mean, we grew up with the hot music. It wasn't many. To me, I don't remember that many wax songs growing up. You know what I mean? So not like it is today. It wasn't a lot of them like it is today. But, you know, it's just, I don't know what to say other than it ain't too many rappers that could actually carry a note and sing and be able to do both. And as an artist, you should be inspired to come in the game on one of the hottest record labels, which was Cash Money. So you come out hot. For one, that's a blessing right there. You don't normally get to come out hot, okay? He didn't come out wet. He came out hot. So you gotta take note. Then, you know, he remained hot. This is like 5 years later. He has his own record label. I mean, this is things that as an artist you should aspire and admire. But you either gonna hate it or love it. That's how people are. And there's more haters than lovers. That's how the world is. So, anyway, back to you, Lucky.
Hell, you say it all, you know. Hey,
you defended Drake to the fullest. And
he is definitely one of the best of our generation, and he ain't made not one whack song. There are some artists. I'm just gonna use Mary J. for example, which is my number one girl. But Mary J. can get on just about any song, no matter who the artist is, and the song gonna be hot. And Drake is able to do the same thing. He can get on any song with any artist, and shit is gonna be hot. So, like I said, you gotta respect that art and that talent. And that Nothing Was the Same CD. Oh my God, that Nothing Was the Same. Oh my God, that shit is going so damn hard right now. That Worst Behavior. We gonna have to get some of those songs somehow on the next show because. That Worst Behavior, boy. You gotta watch out when that come on around me, cause I be feeling some type of way. I'll really be on my damn Worst Behavior when that shit come on.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember?
Oh yeah.
they love me now, so I'm gonna take full advantage of it. Well, why they loving me? Just try to give them a reason not to.
Hey, basically. But yeah, I'm lucky. I just finished my master's degree last week, so you know I'm excited about that. It's been a little while trying to get that done, so I'm definitely thankful that's done. My mama finished her master's degree this coming week, so shout out to my mom on that. We went to the same school. We'll be walking in graduation together, coming early 2014. I think the graduation is in March or May. I can't remember which one. But I'm glad to be done with that master's degree. So I got to take care of a little bullshit and get on to my new job. So I'm excited. I'm just letting this time dwindle down here in North Carolina because I'm really ready to go.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You got to hook up with the DJs that's up there.
Did you say something,
Luke? I'm just overwhelmed by the, you know, the insights and everything that, you know, that's going on, but yeah, I hit the point. I didn't realize I was sitting there talking and wasn't nobody, you know, hearing me. But
oh.
It is what it is.
Good old Lucky. Oh, how we missed you.
But yeah, but man, you know, let's talk about some other people. Chris Brown. You know, gotta talk about,
that's
you know,
true.
I like talking about Chris. You know, because that's one of the other boos. But
But you know, he's talking about he was gonna retire from the music game. Did you know he had one more album to do and this and that? You know, I think the pressure of this music business is really getting to him now.
Do you mean pressure from his bad press, or which part of the pressure?
The pressure from them people that he had to make them sacrifices with, you know, that inside community.
Wow, that just make me more glad to be independent, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to look at it for what it is. But, you know, like they say, it's not made for everybody. But he did put up a nice run for it, so.
Yeah, he did. I mean, nobody has to do it forever either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody has to do it forever, because the blessing of the fact is that once you get in like he's in, like even Bow Wow, I mean, once you get in, you can do so many other things and still be successful and still be rich, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's the key. Nowadays, you just got to get in.
Yeah, you got to get in, and, I mean, and you got to, you. I mean, these days, you really need to do more than, you need to do more than music. You need to have some kind of endorsements. You need to have some kind of product. You need to have some kind of clothing line, you know, you need to get bring artists in. You just gotta do more for yourself, versus, you know, making the music and then making, you know, so many other people rich, you know. You gotta do more. And he could always songwrite for other people as well, so I feel him though. It's whatever he wanna do. I'm not a Chris Brown fan. He's cool though.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but he definitely can do what he wanna do. And I don't see nobody complaining about it, so, you know,
right.
More power to the brother. You know, and,
right.
You know, and it's crazy that it's all kind of like a triangle of situation of people or the different people doing something, because, you know, there's been, you know, a few artists in the news as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, in terms of their mixtapes and things of this sort. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Let me see. What else been going on in the news, man? I'm trying to think. Let me think. You know, I should have wrote it all down, stuff I wanted to cover, but I didn't this time, even though we're back for the first time.
Sorry.
But what else is new?
While you thinking, I do want to say that while we were talking about, just to put two more cent in on Drake's new Nothing Was the Same album, 12 of the 15 tracks of the song is on the Billboard 100, and that's just amazing. Like I was just saying, more aspiration for us artists. It's been done by a couple of people, but of course, that is rare. I mean, you know, back in the day, when I say back in the day, I'm talking back in my day, around, you know, I would say middle school, high school time, most artists probably only had one or two songs on a whole album that you probably like and that probably got played on the radio. You know, most people only like the song that's on the radio and the song that, you know, that has the video. Only the true fans of their artists might like, you know, five and six songs off the album. But to have 12 songs on Billboard 100 and the album made number one on the Billboard 200, I mean, that's just amazing. That's just amazing. I heard one of my supervisors was talking shit. I mean, people are always going to talk shit about Drake, though, because, I mean, there's too many haters in the world. But they were talking, oh, it's not that good, and this isn't that. I'm thinking to myself, My nigga, I see your girl. You don't have that good of a taste in the first damn place. So I don't even want to hear you talking no shit about Dre. And thus, as we see, the shit is hot. Just like people talking about that Carter Four wasn't hot. Well, I used to be on. Oh my God, I used to go in on that Carter Four. Carter Four is one of the other few albums that had that many singles on the Billboard 100 at one time. So, like I say, I just thank God though, because I really do have I truly have the ear for music. And once again, like I say, I grew up listening to the greats. So, like I say, I know when shit is flame. I know when shit is fire. So anyways, what else in the news?
I'm trying to think, man. Because it's so much, it's all just battling in my head.
How many new girlfriends you got? That's a new.
I have exactly none right now.
You lying.
I am currently taking applications, but. You know, I'm trying to be a good guy.
Yeah. You lying.
I'm going to tell you. Nope.
Come on, look.
I'm trying to find out I had a sheet with all my notes for the last few months that I was gonna cover all in the section, but I can't seem to find my sheet. And then like I said, then my computer is like moving like super slow today. So it's just, you know, all kind of technical difficulties around my work.
It's all good.
You know, when I was running the scan thing down and they told me I had 17 infected files on here, so I have to go through and find those. Just can't seem to get over it.
You're so silly. Oh, we going to the other side. No worries.
Oh yeah.
We going.
But let me see. But you know, I know someone to talk about, because we had I don't know if you heard yet, but we have announced a date for the 2014 DJs United Conference, you know.
I heard. It's April what?
Yeah. April 11th through the 14th.
7th through the 14th?
No, April 11th through the 14th.
Oh, okay. I was about to say a whole week? Wow. Okay, 11th through the 14th. Cool.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's magnificent news. And it's in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of what I was going to say. We got a lot of great things that's going to happen this year. You know what I mean? We're really, really about to switch some things up, do it the way nobody else has ever seen a conference done before.
Wow, that's exciting.
We recommend everybody get their tickets, because it's going to be some things you don't want to miss.
My album should be out by then too. I'm aiming for it to be, because I'm right now, because like I said, I really put it on hold to finish the master's degree, and I just finished that. I'm currently writing two songs right now at the same time. One is like a club song, and one is like a kind of a sad song on my Mary J. But I'm thinking I could be done with the album by December, but being that I want to put more money into the budget and not rush myself, I think I'm going to hold it and make it special and have a release on my birthday in March. So that would be nice that it would be done before I get to the conference.
But I got an album, you know, I mean, that's out right now too. If everybody don't know about it, I dropped the Next to Blow CD. You know, it's got a lot of upcoming
upcoming artists, you know, that's been doing their thing across the country, you know. We got a lot of them out doing BT Hip Hop Awards weekend, you know. So it's a crazy CD, you know. And if you can't get a hard copy of it, you can always go to MidwestMixtapes.com, you know, and get it off of there. That we're exclusively on that mixtape site. So
salute, love.
I'm happy about that little project, you know. And then, you know, I'm getting in the booth and I'm about to come out with my own album. Yeah, you know, it's called Singing You to Death.
It's called what? Yeah.
Singing You to Death.
Quit lying, love.
You know, my single off there is going to be called Put Me Out My Misery.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a hot CD, you know what I mean? Like I said, if you don't have a copy of it, you know, then you can't get us and get a copy. Make sure you go to Ohio Midwest Award, you know, and get you a copy of that one boy that next to Blow. You know, it's a great CD, so.
Make sure y'all get that ASAP, Rocky. Look, when's your birthday?
December 19th, you know, Sagittarius in the house.
That baby birthday coming, okay.
Yeah, you know, we not far, we right around the corner, so.
Okay, right. I know I'm like, wow, it's going to be Christmas already. Thanksgiving going to be next month.
Yeah. Yeah, and we all know Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year, so.
I know, that's why I got to be on the West Coast and rested by Thanksgiving because I plan on cooking for my mom. So I'm excited because I haven't seen my mother in 2 years. So I'm just happy that I'm going to be there. Me and my daughter are going to be there with her for this Thanksgiving and this Christmas. And I'm just thankful that, you know, my daughter is going to be there with her, you know, for the next coming years, you know, near her because I've raised her with my mom on the West Coast, basically by myself, you know, without my mom around, which a mother is a huge help when you have a child. So I'm just thankful because, I mean, I'm going to be gone a lot next year, and I'm glad I'm not going to have to worry about my daughter, you know. She'll be able to be there with my mom. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, getting out there and, you know, letting the youngsters see the couple generations of who they will become. So,
right, and it's crazy too because the same place where my mom lives at, like outside of, she lives like 5 minutes from the California line. The same place where my mom lives at, I actually lived there when I was younger because my dad was a Marine and was stationed there, so I lived there for 3 years. And my mom said that my daughter is going to be going to the same elementary school I went to. So I think that's cute.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. I can tell if they, you know, these are my old stomping grounds, you know. You like me?
See that new generation, though. You know, when I was little, I never wanted to miss school, my dad said. He had to make me sit down and look at the news when we had a snow day because I wanted to go to school so bad. My daughter be trying to stay home from school already. Ma, can I just stay home one day?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was a school. I felt like going to school was the only place I could get to be with all my friends and have access to women.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed school probably till I got about to like middle school and when the haters really kicked in. But like I said, I'm thankful that I grew up in the South. I mean, I know there's haters everywhere, but the South, we got some of the worst haters. But I'm just thankful because, like I said, I mean, if you can handle, you can deal with these mugs here in the South, like I said, I could deal with the whole world easy. So like I said, I'm just thankful for how I was grown. I'm thankful for everybody who ever hated because it didn't work, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. It is for to keep it positive. A little song, and this is Toxic, and the song is called Poppin'. Here live on Philly Shine Radio.
With Lucky.
And Star. Here we go.
It's poppin', like the Monet. Whole club poppin' like the Benz, but the okay, it jumpin', like a Benet. Whole club jumpin' in this bitch like a Benet. It's jumpin' in, it's poppin', got the whole club rockin'. We ballin' up with kids, but you know we bottle poppin'. It's jumpin' in, it's poppin' in, it's poppin' in, it's jumpin', got the whole club rip. Now we in this bitch poppin'. I'm pink, now I'm Drizzy Drake, faded. Count up a Patron, now I'm feelin' elevated. Got big tight like we celebrating. Niggas wanna slight, can't have it, so they hatin', huh? Why these bitches hatin' on me? Got that loud Henny and that futuristic swag on me. Take a man, hit the mouth, let him pop tags on me. Yeah, he do it cause I got that ass on me. That ass on me, science first class on me. Want me be his one and only, got a feeling all the money. Cause the average bitch ain't even in my category. Tryna put it in my guts to feel the glory. How luck, that's another story. It's jumping in, it's popping, got the whole club rocking. We ballin' up with kids, but you know we bottle popping. It's jumping in, it's popping in, it's popping in, it's jumping, got the whole club rip. Now we in this bitch popping. Every time I hit the club, you know I shut it dizzy. Haters see me on, they watch as my time is in. For the European, every time I pull up, flex. Pull up, cause it's all about the moolah. Money longer than the ruler. Hit the club, get it poppin'. Booyah, 6-inch tongue, born perfect. Ain't it ironic that he broke hoes worthless? Ain't saying these bitches ain't quitting these niggas. Been a wreck since I'm letting these niggas. Don't ask, call, my text the niggas. Don't get back to the niggas. Not celibate, just don't give a fuck, ho. Spin the racks like, bring it up, yo.
So we back in full effect. You know, I'm so happy back with you. You know what I mean? She's like my inspiration. You know, I look forward to being on the line with Star because she is a star. And I just thought about this. Since we on a new network, I'm gonna put it out there because I don't know if anybody won their date with you yet. So, we got, you know, what's the world number at right now? So we can set a goal so we can get somebody a date. And preferably somebody on the West Coast because she's gonna be out on the West Coast here shortly. So where are we at, Star?
I'm gonna have to go look again. Because when I got my little Vivo report from my agent, I didn't go to the actual video, you know, I was just looking, you know, that's just the pay or how much, you know, it made per view. But I'm gonna have to go look. I'm gonna have to go look. And we're gonna have to do something like something to make it kind of fast, like, you know, like the 10th person, you know, the 10th person to watch it from when we say, you know what I mean? So, because I think we said like the 300th person. So I'm going to have to go look because it might already be past that. But we could just change up what we said. Sorry about the noise in the background. I'm like, The townhouse setup that we're at is like a minute, like 10 steps from the street. So sorry about that, but yeah, I'm gonna have to go check, and then you can just you know, you can just pick a new number, you know, the 20th person, the next 20th person, or whatever you want to say, we'll do it that way. But I'll make sure I check by the next show. And then you can say whatever number.
Okay. Well, that's what we're gonna do. You know, we gotta play a lot of new songs, so I'm gonna go to another song. This song right here, you know, earlier I played that Looney Tunes Broke Niggas, which is actually on my next Blow CD. So that go to show you I know hits. But this song right here that I'm about to play, it's actually on that CD too. You know what I mean? And this guy has been getting a lot of attention now. So, you know what I mean? I'm honored, you know what I mean? Because I'm, you know, getting on this show with you, so I'm about ready to die about it. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say. I'm about there. So I'm gonna play this Kevin Gates called "Die About It." You know what I mean? Here on Philly Sound Radio. Well, that's what we do. We gonna die about it to get on this show with you.
We love Lucky.
What they know
about it? Philly Sound Radio.
It's Ted, and it's the biggest boss, Ricky Rose. And you rocking with the biggest DJ in the game,
DJ Tony H.
Till a paddy wagon pull up and covers my pants sagging, I'm double cup. South side, hustle inside, hustle outside. I don't give a fuck, I might bean you up, you won't get it up. You won't shoot dice, we could do something. In the club with like 30 bands, going hard to like two something. Go live on them, hit vibes on them, niggas eyeballing, I'm fly on them. My little niggas on my corner, they rap too, they trap too. Pull up broad day, you know the raw way, with the raw play. Bap, bap, you, Lil Mocha said in D.R.C. Vito and Brian just call me. Uptown bees and Lil Jeremy, Nook and my brother Sprite, no talking. Bring alphas all pass by your house, December feeling like August. Pulling up on Murder Street, my uncle's clutching revolvers. Hear anything about Hollis Green, you play with that, I'm gon' off you. 20 years in, rap pussin', got in the game, I'm hawking. Audemars, I'm ballin'. Bitch, you love, I'm dawgin'. Last old lady, took my feelings like Soldier Slim, no fallin'. She thinkin' she special, paid her, told her get to steppin', recall it.
I ain't got shit to do but cook like I was from Virginia. These niggas lying in they rhymes, you could stop pretending. My pants sagging in this bitch, don't give a fuck who feel me. And if you disrespect me, nigga, you gon' have to kill me. Bitch, I'ma die about it, nigga, I'ma die about it. I'm from where niggas get it on, we don't cry about it. You say a nigga disrespect you, nigga, ride about it. I know some some pussy niggas scared, probably high balls.
Faggot throwing water at the vet at my show. Catch him on the rebound, I won't see if he could catch what I throw. Look, 20 bands, 30 bands, 40 bands, 50 bands. Get him captured, get him splattered. All in traffic, bout that action. Yeah, it's up there, up there, up there. Did a shuttle, give a fuck there. We'll come up there, niggas from where I come up at. Start to up there, shoot the kill. Don't discuss that, done that. Fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. Hunt, breathe easy, this street sweeper go hee and delete people. Taking pictures all in front of my cars like a dick puller, I mean meat beater. I met your mom, you had a good life. I fuck with your dog, I don't fuck with you. As soon as that nigga went to jail, you start doing shit that a buster do. You don't know how to keep it street. Reason why? You're not a street nigga. My uncle, mama, grandmother thugging, grew up in the street. Real street nigga. Not a local rapper in your own city. Boy, you look disgusting. You look ugly, black, dirty, dusty, dingy, pockets empty. Mouth look like a place a toothbrush never enter. Yo, get up! I ain't got shit to do but cook like I was from Virginia. These niggas lying in they rhymes, you could stop pretending. My pants sagging in this bitch, don't give a fuck who feel me. And if you disrespect me, nigga, you gon' have to kill me. Bitch, I'ma die about it, nigga, I'ma die about it. I'm from where niggas get it on, we don't cry about it. You say a nigga disrespect you, nigga, ride about it. I know some pussy niggas scared, probably high about it.
Yeah, that's that Die About It, Kevin Gates. And like I say, you know what I mean, to get on my show with Star, I die about it. You know, 50 bands, 20 bands, 30 bands, get them gone, huh? About that Starlina up in here, they don't know nothing about that. Because I ain't got shit to do but cook like I was from Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Well, should I say Maryland? That's what I say. Like, I ain't got nothing to do since I'm from Maryland, huh? That's what it is.
I feel like I need to get to DJs United. I feel like I need to get there a date early so that I can rest, so that I can turn up like I need to.
Oh,
I was,
man,
tired. I was tired last time. I was too tired to go to the club. I want to turn up this time.
Oh, believe me, you tired or not, you gonna turn up, because with the stuff that we got in store. If we pull off everything that we plan on doing, I mean, people are gonna talk about this for the next 3 years. They ain't even gonna wait to the next. They're gonna be talking about it.
I can imagine, love, because I felt so. When we left this when we left this past one, it was in April also, right?
Yep.
Yeah, when we left this past one, oh my God, it was such a buzz. You know, we left on a DJs United high. It's an unforgettable event. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. I will be promoting it, of course. And for those who don't know, I do not get paid for promo. Y'all see me on Twitter. You know I promo what I like. I promo who I like. I promo my favorite people and my favorite artists because promo is my hobby. it's what I love to do. I love for people to shine. I love when people put out their albums, when they put out their work. When somebody put out work, they deserve to be promo. That's how I feel. It's not wrong with getting paid for it though. I just feel like that. I feel like that's something I don't have to get paid for because it's my hobby. I just love it. I love people to shine. For them to be seen. I love for people, when they have a goal, they want to be platinum in their first week. If I can help in any way, this is what I do. So anyway, long story short, I will be promoting DJs United heavy again like last year. And Bossman was just talking to me about making sure that I'm going to be there. The Lord knows that I want to be there because he knows everything. My only concern is that I'm going to be starting a new job in between this time, and I'm not exactly for sure if I'm just going to be starting the job and I'm going to be able to get off work. That's kind of my concern right now, but I'm not about to worry about that because that's small things to a giant. I do have a job that's already waiting for me on the West Coast, which is not my master's degree job, but it's a job. So I know I'll be able to get off that job. So if I have to work that job until the end of April just to make sure I can go, then I will do that. But I am definitely excited. Definitely excited. It'll be a year since I seen you, love, and I'll never forget. You coming in the airport. I'm on the phone going through the numbers, about to call you. And here go love to my star. Never seen each other. I mean, that's just priceless. That's going to have to be in the movie.
Well, it's how could I not know, you know, with all that shine and glow with you, you know what I mean, the presence of a true star in the building, how could I not know it with you?
Well, you know, it was the first time seeing each other in person, so like I said, that was just a priceless moment that I have in my heart forever. That was a special moment. The big homie, okay? Lucky. Picking me up from the airport, that was just a moment that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful to have attended that DJs United. I'm thankful to be, you know, a part of one of the DJ clubs. Shout out to X-Squad DJs. I'm not lucky. You there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, I heard something crazy on my phone, but I'm not a traditional DJ. I will say that because you know DJs be talking shit now. I'm not a traditional DJ. I didn't carry the crates. I don't mix and all that. I am a radio co-host DJ. I can learn, of course, to do everything. But, no, I'm not a traditional DJ, but I am an Esquire DJ with no doubt. So don't, like they say on Worst Behavior, don't you ever get it fucked up now, okay? I got the same connections as any DJ. So with that said, once again, shout-out to Esquire DJ, shout out to DJs United, salute and shout out to the big homie Lucky that's on the line right now. He actually put me on the panel on DJs United and let me speak on the behalf of independent artists, and I will be forever grateful. Like I say, of course, a lot of people, more people.
We having technical difficulties because we just lost my co-host, but you know we're not gonna stop the show. Actually, I'm gonna go to a record while we wait for her to come back and finish talking about what she was talking about. And let me see what we got in the archives. You know what I mean? I don't know what's all in there yet. So I did see a song earlier that I want to play. I'm gone. I'm just gonna go to Rihanna, you know, because we're in the love mood. So this is
turn your radios way the fuck up. The invasion has started. Tony H. A&R of the streets.
I relate with all this talking, man, on these motherfucking mixtape, man. I really let these motherfucking records show you, nigga, what the beat is, my nigga.
Ain't that wrong with it?
nigga might push up on it. Don't really wanna lose this moment. Why window shopping you on it? Don't put it down. Don't fuck around.
Got a cold heart since my brother died. It ain't nothing normal. normal when your mother cries. Trials and tribulations, what I'm going through. So I feel better when bullets hitting you. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams are nightmares till my time comes. And I don't even care about the outcome. Dreams are nightmares till my time comes. Breaking,
breaking.
Normal, normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. This ain't nothing normal. Normal. Start pull up in the wet. This ain't nothing normal. I'm flexing with your bitch. This ain't nothing normal. 26 is bitch. This ain't nothing normal. We so tired up. That ain't nothing normal. You know.
Normal, you know, but we're back, and my co-host, she's back. I don't, we don't know what happened. She dropped the line, but she's back in full effect, so, you know, you had everybody about to cry. They thought, you know, something happened to you.
I don't know what happened. I heard my phone make some noise, and that's when I asked you was still there, and then I didn't hear nothing no more, so I didn't know if it was my phone or what, so I had to call in on the other phone. I don't know.
Yeah, but whatever happens, by any means, you know, everyone's glad you're back. You know what I mean? So,
that's important.
Lucky. So sweet. Yeah. That's how they care. You know, everybody probably looking at their phone like, you know, we're a star. We don't want to talk to Lucky. You know what I mean? It's all about star. So.
Yeah, right. You the star of the show. I tell you that on X5 DJ Radio. You the star of the show. Hands down.
No, they say you took over in one day and it's been all yours ever since. You know what I mean? I'm just a good feeler.
That ain't the truth.
And all my except I don't mind, you know, me being, you know, making you have the spotlight because, you know, you are a star, so you know, star brunch and stars shine bright. So that's what's up.
So that makes you a superstar then.
And that makes me mad because I can't find the stuff I'm looking for.
I want to hear On This Fire song, The Wait Is Over.
Well, let's see if it's in here, you know. I don't really know everything that's in here just yet, so. And I don't
see
her. And it's called what now?
I believe it's called The Wait Is Over.
Okay, yeah, it is. So since y'all want to hear it, we're going to play it, and here it is. On This Fire, The Wait Is Over.
Philly Shine Radio.
Diesel, man, this shit hit like a rock. Cops pull us over.
Let me get a shot.
I keep
close, I keep distancing. It costs too much emotions. Emotions fuck with business. Bitch, listen, I'm trying to stay out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. Raw shit, go to the mall shit. Bitches mad cause I left with all the mall shit. Even if I'm up, I still got an appetite. Bitches taking care of these niggas, they ain't acting right. I'm acting up, shit, I'm bad as fuck. Had to minus the broke bitches to add it up. Cause all the ones who was smiling was really mad at us. Dunny said he made me a hit and said, public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we on with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order.
Wow, she said the pussy's taking over. I'm not mad at that.
I like the way she rapped.
It could take over me.
Hey.
I will not complain.
We know you won't. We know you won't, love.
Right here. Take me. Ain't even got to worry about me fighting back.
Go ahead and get in here.
Like, I'd be like, I'm all yours. Yeah, that's a cool song.
Yeah, I like that.
That's nice. That was a nice one. I must say, that is a nice song right there. That's something that'll catch your attention.
Right.
And actually keep your attention, because you're going to want to hear how they're taking over.
Right.
Yeah, so let it be like, so take over me.
I said on Twitter, the P, because that D got power too. I'm getting twisted.
The who?
I said the P ain't the only thing with power, because that D got power too.
Yeah, you know, especially if you know how to work it and win it and swing it.
Yeah.
No, but everybody ain't gifted with the game, so. So they might need to come take a class or two.
Yeah, go to pipe school with Lucky. He's the professor. Aim.
Oh, man.
had been a pretty good, today had been a, you know, it's been getting back into the system, you know, it's been a pretty good day, you know what I mean? I can't complain, you know. We learning what's in the system, you know what I mean? And we actually on a new station, so it's, I gotta get used to saying the Philly Shine, you know what I mean? We've been at X-Squad Radio for so long, and then all of a sudden, okay, now we're Philly Shine. So we're gonna get it down packed. Plus, I'm gonna get all the information together, and we're gonna tweet it out, letting people know how to get in touch with us. So if you was following us on X-Squad Radio, you know what I mean? You know, we're gonna be tweeting it out so that they'll be able to transfer over with us. Because I know if they're having fun watching the Star Show, it's only gonna get bigger and better. So we had a lot of things planned back then, you know what I mean? So it's been a minute. But things have been moving to the best part, so we're going to keep it moving and up and go nothing but bigger and brighter, and we're going to, and Star going to shine, and that's what it is. That's just what it is. But, man, I know something else that's been, like, mad crazy is, why these kids are really getting out of hand. I was reading a story the other day about a kid who cut his mama up and piece by piece and put her in little bags and dropped her off to Upper Midwest.
What's the last part you said?
I was reading this article about this kid. He was I think they said he was like 20 or 21, but he cut his mama up in little pieces.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and spread her body throughout the neighborhood piece by piece. I'm like, that's just, you know what I mean? That's just, how sick can you get? Like, these kids have really lost their mind these days.
And that was a black one at that?
Yeah.
Oh, my. You ain't lying. That's why, like what Drizzy said, they wanted to start straight with the weed and the liquor these days, because the new drugs got the kids tripping these days.
Boy, I mean, tripping ain't the half of it. Boy, they brain cells are on like zero, and you know, and they say common sense is the easiest thing you can get, but there's so many people out here without basic common sense. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but some reason, you know, it got you like you on a walkie talkie with Breaker.
Hold on.
Like I say, you're breaking in and out. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to another song real quick. You know, while we try to let your phone figure out what's up with your phone. This is a new record right here. That just, if I can find it, I just uploaded. Yeah, this is a new record right here. Just fresh off the press. You know what I mean? So this is
and hopefully
official
you can
debut.
Hear me now.
Yeah, I hear you a little bit. But we're gonna go with this little official fresh off the press release. And, you know, they did a whole lot of things back in the day, you know what I mean, from sipping on some scissors and all that stuff, to now after 13 years, reunited and brought the group back together, minus Mommy and CTJ. But this is the Mafia 6, and they new song, Go Harder, featuring Yellow Wolf.
You're
on Philly Shine Radio.
Man. There's fucking haters out here, man.
14.
Fucking voices in my head telling me to cremate these haters.
Cremate.
Creepy.
Cremate.
Sitting there loading up this motherfucking gun. Hitting this motherfucking dope.
Dope.
I'm just thinking, man. I'm just thinking.
American nigga whipping, how these junkies running, motherfucker flipping off that motherfucking hard. Breaking down the dimes, hit rewind, keep that nine, catch these suckers round here for the motherfucking raw. Nigga, I stay ready for whatever, cause a nigga like me been had motherfucking hard. Nigga, I stay strapped with that ego, riding that Rico, cause I go motherfucking hard.
That was that Mafia 6, you know, they back in full effect. You know what I mean? It's good to have them back on the scene, you know what I mean? I actually had a chance to interview him, you know, for the magazine, and he gave a lot of insight. So we're gonna get him on the air, of course, so we can talk to DJ Paul, find out what's going on with the Mafia 6 project, so everybody out there can, you know, get the insight as well. You know, so I'm excited about the Mafia 6. That's one of my favorite groups, you know, seeing them. So
Everybody like Face.
No, it's good. It's good to see them coming back. So I can't be mad. I actually had a chance to kick it with Scarface and Willie D and them and Bushy Bill, the Ghetto Boys, of course. At the show with them last night as they performed, and them fellas got energy, boy. I gotta swear. And you almost can't even recognize Scarface because he's lost so much weight. But he looks good, so. No, so it was real entertaining last night. They gave us a performance of your life, you know what I mean? Jumping off stage and everything. You wouldn't think these old guys be still doing stuff like that, but they came and gave a real live performance last night. I think everybody was satisfied with the money they made. You know, people wasn't sneaking in. People wasn't really sneaking in, trying to get drinks. You know, but it is what it is. But man, time be flying. We didn't already did. We close to our 2 hour mark. You know, amazing.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. It does. It really, really does, man. So you know, what we gonna do? I guess now that everybody know, and we on Philly Shine Radio now. You know, Celebrity Sundays has switched to Philly Shine Radio. Like I say, be watching out for our Twitters and Facebooks and all that. We will be getting all the new information to call in and all and everything like that, get that all switched over. So, yeah, I can find us live on air, and we'll be, you know, keeping it 100 with you as always. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get a lot of new music in, you know, a lot of great exclusives. So it is what it is. So before we go, Star, you want to give me your contact information?
Can you hear me, Bud?
Yeah, we hear you, babe.
Y'all can follow my hashtag on Twitter, #WONDA, WONDA. On Facebook, Star Green in Greensboro, North Carolina. Instagram, Star Green is Wonder Woman. That's the name of my debut upcoming album. It's Star Green is Wonder Woman all together. And like I said, just do my hashtag on Twitter because my Twitter is @Starlina, which is my real name. So instead of spelling that out, just hashtag Wonder, WONDA, short for Wonder Woman.
Okay. And I am, of course, I'm your boy, on Twitter at DA Promo King. And you can also catch me on Facebook. You know, I'm always on there, you know, Lucky Smith. So, you know, holler at your boy on there. And, of course, we go in it with all, and we can't forget about the big boss, man. You know, if I want to find him, catch him at, what is his, Esquire CEO? You know what I mean?
Esquire DJ CEO.
Yeah, that's right, Esquire DJ CEO. And you, and that's everything, you know, his Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you know what I mean? Definitely follow him. And we can't forget about, you know, the big event that's coming up, Red October. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all down there in the place. There's a lot going on. It's going to be great excitement. It's for the breast cancer awareness, the whole nine. So make
DJ,
sure y'all down here.
DJ.
Yeah, you know, October 18th through the 20th weekend. You know, that they I hear he had a lot going on. You know, I mean, he's going to be having different contests, giving away chances to get songs with artists and production from platinum
mm-hmm.
producers and, you know, the showcases, the parties. I mean, a lot going on tonight, so they definitely want to be down there, you know, that weekend and, you know, having a good time. You know, I'm going to be down there, of course, so if you see me, holler at your boy. You know what I mean? We're going to get it in. You know how we do.
And you can go to my Twitter. You can go to my Twitter and look through my my picture line on my Twitter, and you'll see the Red October flyer. You can click that, and you'll have the link to register there.
So you know, we down to about 2 minutes, so we're gonna end it with a song. We're gonna go out like that. Just that new Looney Tunes, and we're gonna go out. Because, you know, everybody needs a little somebody, and somebody needs somebody to love, and love needs somebody for somebody, you know, however that go. I just need somebody for the night. But, you know, so until next Sunday, same bad time, new channel. But that's what it is. So here it is, that Looney Tunes, Somebody to Love, and we out. See y'all next Sunday on
Philly
Shine Radio.
Let me talk to you for a second, baby.
Let me talk.
I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, baby, but I don't wanna tear us apart. Let go. And I started with my permit. You laid eyes on, and I laid eyes on. Yeah, she's smelling good with you wearing. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it, yeah. She said, I don't do no secrets. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She said, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We don't fight, boo. We don't need to be. I look at you when you look at me. And you smiling hard and I see the sea. And I'm rubbing you when you rubbing me. And I'm loving you. Me, but now you know I'm just trying.
love, love, love somebody.